So welcome back to part two of Tuesday Live with Linda and Friends on the 1st of November. And Ava, you have your hand
Yes, because I was answering your question about the videos and the videos that really bought me a lot and taught me a lot. And I particularly like the one, I don't remember the name anymore, I think it's Nancy, with people who had strokes and major, brain disease, and how tea touch helped them, recover more mobility and movement and confidence. And I thought it was just so beautiful. And I don't remember the name of the video I watched. You know the one I'm talking about?
No, I don't. Kirsten, can you look those over and see which one it might be? Just look at the list.
I think it was the fourth day. And
can you say that again? The what? Which one?
I think it was the one about helping people who had strokes and paralysis and to recover movements and self-confidence and a sense of their body.
And in the library?
No. Wait, Kirsten, sorry. Ava, so that was actually one of the panel discussions.
The first day.
It was a panel discussion, and that was, we were talking, Karen Fryerling and I were talking about how we did that. We had so many experiences like that with the certification training for humans in
and that was really impressive for me. And I have a neighbor who had a stroke, and now she's on a wheelchair, and it gave me the confidence to write to her sister to say that if she wanted, I could offer my help, and I would have never thought of doing this before. So she hasn't answered me, but I offered, and I felt that I could give some.
And one of the simple ways to start is by just outlining her body with these simple tea touches down both sides, and then starting on the side that she can feel, and talking, instead of talking to the cells, just with the simplest 1 1/4 tea touches. And knowing, as you know from your Feldenkrais training, that the body knows. For me, it's the cells pick up the same information. So, and then you find out the areas where you go to the part where she can't feel, and go along the edges, and just start to go back and forth like this in a way that's exploring, asking her, how's this? You can feel that? Okay. And then keep moving. And we've had, like, in a very short time, really interesting accepting their bodies, getting in connection with their bodies again, because if you can't feel a part, it's so frustrating, and you think there's no hope. And actually,
yeah, and she also talked about feeling the ground and the foot and feel the contact with the floor. And that's also something that could be done with an artificial floor.
Exactly. I mean, that's, that's basic Feldenkrais.
Yeah.
Artificial floor. So it's so
I liked how the two of them, I really understood how the two were just a community, and you can really do both, and that.
Right.
It just talked to me. It was clear and well done.
Thank you. All right. So I'm going to screen share now. And this is a video that we made. Actually, it was Karen Fryerling I was speaking with. And this is Karen in the video. I will share the sound. And here, this is... Kirsten, this is something that we should put make available in for this group in on our website. And Kirsten, by the way, one of the issues, the videos have not been put up. Dorothy was trying to access last week's 2 hours and it wasn't available. So maybe you can check on that later.
It was delayed, but it should be up now because I did check with Jody. I will double check right now. The Saturday class?
Yeah. And then you're going to have to show them after this. I don't know. Do you mean Saturday or Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Tuesday. It was Tuesday.
Okay, let me double check. But I think she did. But
what I'm going to ask you to do is send the link to everybody. So they don't have to go through that other process. So I'm going to start here. This is the T-Touch for healthcare. It's 2 hours and 40 minutes. And I explain the T-Touch elements and then demonstrate the various circular T-Touches, lifts and slides, and the combinations. You'll learn T-Touch techniques and be able to apply the T-Touch to yourself and your family. And we made this like, it's been about 20 years. So it'll be interesting for those of you who've known the work now to see if you see other something different from what we do. So here we go. Play. How do I do this? I should be able to start it here. Wait. Play. Okay. I did this a while ago. Let's see. Sound. I want to type. Do you want the sound? There we go.
And make it big if you don't mind.
I'm going to try in a moment. I forget where I clicked. Oh, here.
It's the right. Yeah.
There we go.
It's with pleasure that I bring you this DVD that accompanies the book that Cecilia Wendler and I have been working on for the last 8 years, Tellington T-Touch for Healthcare. What we're going to be doing is showing you how to use these circular touches and lifts and slides that you can integrate into whatever healthcare you bring to clients. And you will also find, as many healthcare professionals have, that you can actually use this for yourself to reduce pain, to increase well-being, to give you a sense of inspiration, which is something that we find T-Touch does. The concept of these circular touches, the intention of these touches, is to activate the self-healing of the body, to work at the cellular level, to remind the body of its potential for perfect functioning. I first had this background for this work starting in 1965 with a book that my first husband and I wrote on massage for horses. And for 10 years, we found that working on horses' bodies was very helpful to help them recover after hard 100-mile endurance riding, which we did, and help them stay fit. It was 1975 when I began a 4-year training with the Feldenkrais work with Dr. Moshe Feldenkrais, and I had the great pleasure and honor to actually complete that course with him. It's the only training, the 4-year training that he was able to complete. And what I found, I first brought it to horses, thinking that we could improve performance and the horse's ability to learn. And of course, during the 4-year training, I worked on many, many people and found that the ability to help improve one's quality of life was just phenomenal with this Feldenkrais work. In 1983, I developed this concept of Tellington T-Touch. It had been formulating and brewing for quite some time. But one day I was working on a really difficult horse at a veterinary clinic, and they didn't know what was wrong with this horse. She was in a lot of pain. She would pin her ears and bare her teeth and try to kick when she was saddled and when she was groomed, and she was obviously in great discomfort. but they didn't know what. And when I put my hands on her with this very gentle Feldenkrais work, which you could just barely see what was going on, the mare got really quiet. She closed her eyes, she took a deep breath, and she really appreciated what I was doing to her. And her owner said, "Linda, what are you doing? Are you using energy, or what? Why is this horse suddenly feeling so comfortable?" And intuitively, without thinking about it, I said, "Listen, don't worry what I'm doing, because it takes years to learn this work, to the Feldenkrais work. Just go up, put your hand on the shoulder, and move the skin in a circle." And when I said that, I thought, "Oh no, what does that mean?" But I have really learned to trust my intuition, and I didn't tell her, I didn't know what I was really talking about. And she went up and just moved the skin gently in the circles, and this mare got as quiet under her hand as she was for me. And that's when I realized, wow, anybody can do this. And I began to share the work in workshops that I was giving in many parts of the country. And what I discovered, I would have people stand up and pick a partner and work on each other, which is what we're going to show you in this video. And I started getting feedback. And the feedback was, "Oh, I learned these touches from my horse so that my horse would understand what it felt like. But when I went home and I showed my partner, suddenly a pain in my husband's back was reduced dramatically." Or somebody who had a massage therapist who had a ganglia on the bottom of her foot and told me in a horse workshop she wasn't able to work, and is there anything she could do for it? And I said, "You know, I don't know if it will help or not, but just do these little tiny touches around the ganglia and see what happens." And she called me a couple of weeks later and said she was back at work and had no reoccurrence and no more pain. And that's how, over the years, we just started sharing the work. We had doctors who brought their horses, and one doctor who wound up using T-Touch in emergencies. For instance, when a person comes in and they don't know what the problem is, what's causing the pain, they can't give medication, is what I was told. And but you can reduce pain and fear using these little touches. And this book actually came to into being because Cecilia Wendler had attended a two-hour training for nurses at the University of Colorado. And it was on all different types of Feldenkrais, actually. An hour and 45 minutes of Feldenkrais. And then in the last 15 minutes, Pam Beetz, who is a Feldenkrais practitioner and also a T-Touch practitioner for horses, showed these little raccoon touches on the body. And Cecilia went home, and she went into surgery and to aid, and there was a man in there who was having this problem of flailing limbs, and there's apparently nothing that can be done with that, and it's very uncomfortable for the person and also for everyone working on them. And she just remembered these little raccoon touches and started very gently moving the skin in this circle and a quarter. And this man suddenly got very quiet, and everybody after surgery wanted to know, what did she do? And Cecilia started sharing the work with her colleagues, and then over the years began to integrate with Open Curtains, recording what she was doing, and found that the reduction of pain and fear and a sense of well-being that she could bring was really worth pursuing when she could make a difference in 3 minutes. And in nursing, anybody who's in the field or has been in a hospital knows how busy everybody is. So to be able to make a difference in a few minutes is really phenomenal. That's what made us decide we had to bring this book to you, so you can experience this and integrate the work however it's useful to you.
Stop now. I want to stop for a moment. Help. I'm going to stop the share for a moment. And I'd just like to know if one of the things that is so interesting, and I don't, I'm not sure if I said it as clearly, what Cecilia Wendler was actually, when she went back from that University of Colorado experience for nurses, she was assisting in a really big surgery. And the problem is, when you have to stop surgery, the amount of money per minute that it costs is phenomenal. And so the fact that she was allowed to work with her colleagues first and then start to record it without open curtains, in other words, just so her supervisors could see, and then was allowed to do what they recorded in what they call open curtains. And this concept that you can help somebody in a matter of minutes, we saw this last year in this Tuesday's courses with one of our people from London who was working with families, with kids in the hospital, and found that she could bring the heart hug to the families and start to get a relationship and then a connection and communication with the children who were, of course, under a lot of stress. So I wonder if there's any questions that you have about what I said here or in your experience that this brings up. So if it doesn't, I'm going to go on and do the next part. Let's see, again, screen share. Share screen. Okay. Oops. Wait. I did something wrong here, sorry. I have to go back to my screen. Kirsten, I should get you to do this. Look what I did. I disappeared it. Okay, that's my, oh, here we go. Okay, this is just the studies. And now I have to stop at a moment. Stop. Help. Okay, Kirsten, we're going to practice this next time so you can do this for me because I'm, come on. Oh, dear. You know what? I think we're going to save this next part for the next time because this just doesn't want to happen right now. And so I'm going to stop the screen share. Interesting. I'm having trouble. My computer is not responding to get me out of here. Oh, there we go. Okay. Almost there. It's wanting to share. I still am not. I can't escape. Oh my goodness, y'all. Come on. What can I do, Kirsten?
What are you trying to do now?
I'm trying to escape and get back to the class.
You are. You're totally fine. You can just talk to us. We don't see the screen. You are not sharing. We see you.
Oh, and I can't see you. Isn't that interesting? Okay, how am I going to get to see you? All I can see is my screen.
Click on the bottom at the Zoom icon, the blue one with the white camera.
Got it. Yep, that did it. Thank you.
Okay, good.
All right, techniques. So what I'm going to ask you is, this is meant to be interactive for those who wish to interact. if you just feel like sitting and listening, that's also your choice. But what I'm going to ask you to do is I'd like you to share something about T-Touch that has helped a part of your body, a part of your life. And it doesn't have to be significant. It can just be one thing. And so I'm going to see who wants to begin. And for there, I'm going to simply go around. Karen, hi, nice that you could join us. Who would like to start? Sharing one way. So Katrina, hi, you go, and then we'll go right to Connie and Harriet.
Hello. There's so many ways. I just got back from a trip, and I'll say that I only fell twice on the cobblestones of Portugal. but all that considering, my leg is a bit swollen and bruised, but I immediately was doing just touches, and I don't even know why I do know why it's as good as it is, but I started without even thinking, just working on it, and it's still a little bit numb and a little bit bruised, but I really feel like if I hadn't, it would have been a whole other story, because I was still able to walk around and do all sorts of things. So that was just right at my fingertips. It was fantastic. And I've come home to right now 3 out of my 5 kitties with upper respiratory issues. They are now on antibiotics, but I've been working on them as well. They're doing better. But again, a great vet and right at my fingertips. I was working on them, and they really, they just know. They just know that you're there to help them. And it just, they were more relaxed immediately when I was working on them. But it was not the greeting I was hoping for when I got home. Right. So heart hugs as well that I was doing. But, you know, 2 of them were 17. And the vet was just saying, it's incredible how well they're doing, considering. Yeah, we have a little sneeze back here too. So that's my short answer of lately how I've been using T-Touch, and I'm grateful for it. Very grateful.
Fantastic. So Katarina, are you gently working the ear, doing T-Touch on the ears?
Yes. Yes. I remembered your story about the snow leopards. So, and I always remember that one. So that's, I remembered it, you using that on them.
That's really interesting, because in this case, I normally would have done T-Touch if this had been an animal like you have, like your kitties that are used to being handled. But, mm-hmm. And I didn't do what I would normally have done, was just work the ears. And I had no idea what I was doing. I mean, I was just following my fingers. And sorry.
Sure.
So for those of you who don't know, this was a snow leopard that was, they thought they were losing at the Zurich Zoo. And the head vet has been a friend of mine his whole adult life. And so this leopard was, with every bubbling breath, there was blood coming, like bubbling blood. And of course they tried everything with antibiotics and it wasn't working. And I just went exquisitely slowly, starting at, if this was the head, at the nose, and doing these tiniest raccoon T-touches on both sides of the spine. Mm-hmm. Just with the pause between, and it took like 20 minutes to go to the tip of the tail. But I mean, when you think of what that activates, mm-hmm. in everything, you know, it's fascinating. But normally, if it's a house kitty and you've got a respiratory thing, just working the ear T-touch on the ears we have had, like, for years, had amazing turnarounds from really, really bad. Like,
I think it's helped a lot. I was doing the body, but I must have heard you say that before, because then I said, oh, Linda says the ears, and I started doing the ears, because the ears help everything.
Exactly. That's the thing. You can get to everything. Cool. Oh, yes. Okay. And would you just, is it possible that you could do a little, or just show us how you're doing the ears?
I don't know. Hold on. I don't know if I can do that. Because the other thing I was doing, because they don't like it much, but you were showing how to fold it over a bit. And that's what I'm doing.
Folding it over if they don't like your ears detached.
They don't like it very much.
Okay. So can you take your forefinger and around the base of the ear, just with the folded forefinger, just do these little 1 1/4 circles.
Oh, that's better. I know you probably can't see what I'm doing, but she's responding better to that.
Can you, is it possible that she'll come into your lap so we can see, or is that not going to work either? Let's see. I really, because it's so interesting, like when they don't want the ears tea touched, if you start there, kitty, right around folded forefinger and make your circle. Like I'm using this first side of the first joint just to make those tiny circles.
I don't think I can do it so you can see what I'm doing.
Really hard. And can you do it with your
can I do it?
Other hand? Okay. That...
Not without her leaving. Let's see. I think I'm doing it upside down now.
No, it's okay. That's not a problem. Just at the base. Don't go on to the ear yet. If you can talk, so we'll see you.
Okay. Yes. I don't even think I can do it correctly holding her this way.
Yes, you can. Just with your thumb. You just use your thumb. Whatever works. I was showing my folded forefinger, but with the way you are, use your thumb. Whatever part is easy for your hand. Speak again, please.
Oh, sorry. Yes, of course. Okay. She's responding to this much better.
Now, who wants to tell what we're doing here? Because what you're doing is circles at the base of the ear only, and that affects the triple heater meridian. And what does the triple heater meridian affect? This is so cool that you have this, because I want to see.
I don't remember.
It's okay. This is something.
I want to say heart, but.
What?
I want to say the heart, but I'm not.
Okay, so it's you get double chocolate for, you know, trying. Oh. Of course, it does also affect the heart, but the primary thing, Angela, do you remember from your studies, is around the base of the ear affects the triple heater meridian, and that affects digestion and respiration. And so when you've got a respiratory thing, it's the whole ear is going to affect that respiration. So it's three things, but in this case, we don't care about the reproductive system, but it's respiration, digestion, and reproductive system. Mm-hmm. So then from that point, you speak again. I'm going to put you back.
Okay, I'm here. She's long gone though. Oh,
okay. And look, this is what you do on the ear. Circle and a quarter, and then just a careful little slide out, just and as lightly as you have to do to have her accept it. And so that's
when you say base,
where the ear,
okay, so
to the head.
Okay, but from this side right here?
Right.
Okay.
Well, and the thing is, it's if the cat's ear, it's back also. It's around the hole, around the whole ear. I can show you here. You can't see what I'm doing behind the ear. I think what I have to do, I've got to buy a kitty, like a cat, so I can have this here
for you.
Because cats are different. And if they don't want to be, you know, have the ears messed with, mm-hmm. that when for some reason you can fold, right? You can fold the ear down in that ear in the opening, and they can seem to accept that. But of course it's different. And where I used that the first time was with the cat when the cat was really sensitive around the head. And I said, you know, it's an older kitty. I think you should have the teeth checked. And it was a rotten tooth thing. And maybe, you know, that's, I don't know why that was possible, but then I could handle the cat.
Yeah.
So thank you. And it's really helpful, you know, to say, okay, well, that's just, and what you can do, and it only, this is where it really takes only, as you know, like a minute or so to make a difference. And then you can just imagine that you're doing it after you've actually done it.
Yes. Yes. It's true. Thank you very much. Thanks for that.
Thanks, Kitty. What's the kitty's name?
Serendipity Boots.
So do you call her Boots or Sarah?
Usually Bootsy. Usually.
Okay. Yeah. So we all thank you, Bootsy.
She winked.
Good. Okay. So we only have time for two more. So I'm not going to do it like what I'm going to see who else wants to share something that you've been doing that you'd like to share with us with T-Touch. Angela, great.
We had friends of ours come out to Florida, and my friend had never, ever been on a plane before. So talk about thrown in the deep end, coming out on an 8-hour flight, 9-hour flight out to Florida. And everything was going well, and we were sort of chatting away. It was all good. And then we hit a bit of turbulence and, you know, it was sort of going a bit bumpy. And my friend, you just saw the look of complete panic. So I just said, right, I'm going to show you a heart hug now. I want you to put your hands here. And I talked her through it. And the turbulence ended. And she was just like, oh, that was amazing. That worked really well. And it's lovely having those tools where so many times things happen and you just think, I can do a heart hug. I can do this touch. And I think it's having those that gives you that really nice warm feeling that you can actually help and make a difference, which is really important for me.
Fantastic. Thank you. Great. So let's do one more. Rasia, hi.
I had a situation where I was with a patient. I was at the client's home, and she was feeling very bad and had to go as an emergency to the doctor. And she had this little dog, and I took care of the dog while she was gone. And he was so nervous. And I took him up and just did T-Touch on him. And I could really feel how he got quiet and trusting and relaxed. And when she came home, I took him for a walk, for a long walk together with Blanco. And she said he never goes with anybody, but it just came along. And I thought that was great.
How exciting. So what's your, what was the name of the dog?
Rani.
Rani. So we thank Rani for the experience. Cool. So thank you all very much. It's like heart hug time to send to around the planet. And I would like to particularly send it to what I consider the angels of all the animals in every situation that you can think of around the planet. And thank you all so much for this time together and your stories. Lovely to see you. And we'll see you on Sunday at 10 with Eleanor. So blessings and you know what comes.
Linda, hold on 1 second. Wasn't it Saturday?
Thought it was Saturday.
Yeah, of course it's Saturday. Thank you.
Yeah, Saturday, November 5th.
Of course it's Saturday.
Are we doing it at 11 or 10?
Let me look.
10.
Yeah. 10 a.m. Pacific.
Yeah, the reason we switch back and forth when it's with Eleanor, we do it at 10 because then they get out and do stuff in the afternoon. I usually try to do it at 11, so I don't know why. Because it's 2 o'clock my time and it doesn't matter. If you all have, never mind, there's no choice. So anyway.
When you were talking about T-Touch for healthcare.
Yes.
Is that something new that just came out, or is it the program from before?
No, that we wrote that book at least 15 years ago.
Right. Okay.
We just
I came so late I didn't know what the
right. What I was saying. Yeah. Because we've never shown this and a lot of people haven't seen it. And then what I do is show the research here and talk about, of course, some of the new research that we have had that's been quite amazing. And then go through each T-Touch. And we'll just do a couple of T-Touches each time.
Oh, so we're going to do it in this course. Okay. Yes. Okay.
Right. And if you have any questions, like as I go, for any of the specific touches, bring that up.
That's... Okay, so you just started.
Yes. This.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Till Saturday. Blessings.
I shall
stop the recording. Oh, Kirsten, before I stop the recording, will you be sure that we at least get that last recording to Dorothy? Because her I worked with her dog a lot with her.